Dear Rabbi Leff, I heard once that the deeper meaning into the Gemara in Brachos that says that the Bracha of Hashkivenu is considered part of Goal Yisrael, so that the Bracha of Hashkivenu does not cause an interruption between Goal Yisrael and Shemone Esrei, is that a Geula without a Shmira is not considered a true Geula. Every Geula must be protected, otherwise the Geula might fall apart. Therefore, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Sukkos was the first stop, as it says, Vayishu Miramseis Vayachanu B'Sukkos, which represents the Anoni HaKavod. These Anoni HaKavod protected Klal Yisrael after leaving Mitzrayim. That's why we refer to Sukkah in the Bracha of Hashkivenu, Frosoleinu Sukkah Shlomecha. The Sukkah is the Shmira. In light of this, I heard once that perhaps this is the reason why we start with the Mitzvah of Sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Geula. A person is Zoch on that day to Kapara and is committing engagements for the future. Also, I can add that the Pasuk says, Shuvo Eilai Ki Ga'alticha. But that needs protection for the rest of the year, and hence the Mitzvah of Sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur. But how does the Sukkah truly protect the engagements of the past Yom Kippur? Furthermore, we find Sukkahs too by Yaakov after he was Zocha to escape from Esav, his Geula from Esav. But there too, how did the Sukkah protect him for the future? How does the Sukkah truly protect the preceding Geula, the Geula of Yom Kippur and the Geula of Yaakov with Esav? I understand the concept that the Sukkah protects, but how does it protect? Thanks, Anonymous. Very, very interesting Dvar Torah. Thank you for sharing it with me. The Sukkah, basically, as you said, represents the Anoni HaKavod, the Tzila de Mehem Nusa, the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam surrounds us and protects us. The Sukkah also represents that this world, the Sukkahs Mamish, that they dwelt in the desert, this world is only a temporary place and is open to the elements, and we open it also to those Anoni HaKavod and realize God's presence and realize that we have to have emuna and bitachon, that all of our protection comes from God and not from the things that we do, even though we are required to make our hishtadlus. So in that respect, the protection for the future, from Yom Kippur, whatever, is the idea of the Sukkah being a recognition that this world is only temporary, and therefore one should make those things in this world that bring to the world to come the main things that he does, and also that what a person does in this world is not his real protection, but relying on the Ribono Shel Olam. When a person has bitachon Hashem, then he's protected. So the Sukkah engenders all of that protection.